Blog Talk Radio.
Praise the Lord, praise the Lord, everybody, everybody ought to praise the Lord, hallelujah. Bless the Lord, oh my soul, and all that is within me, bless his holy name. God is good, God is good, God is good, yes he is. We thank the Lord for this day, for truly this is the day that the Lord God has made, and we will rejoice and be glad in it. Amen. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. I am Pastor Margaret Lee, and we are a Remnant Ministries, Daughters of God, called to pray. Hallelujah. Yes, we are. Yes, we are. Hallelujah. We are so grateful to God that he has given us this opportunity to do just that. Amen. Praise the Lord, Mother. So good to see you on this morning. I pray you had a wonderful weekend. God is so good. God is so good. Hallelujah. We had a nice quiet weekend, and we thank the Lord for how he blessed us. God is good. Well, and you know, we shouldn't say that. I don't know if I should say we shouldn't say it so often, but so many times we say it and we don't stop to think about what we're truly saying. We'll say, oh yeah, God is good. Somebody says something, and we'll say, yeah, God is good. God is good. But do we really, really, really mean that? Do we really understand what it means when we say God is good?
Praise God.
God is good. Amen. He certainly is. But has it resonated in our spirit, in our heart, that God is good and that he really, really loves us? To know that you have been loved, that you are loved by the Most High God, it really brings about a change in your life. It
Amen.
Really does. It makes so many things. It enlightens and it lifts. It lifts stress and so much unnecessary concerns, because God loves us and we know that we can trust him. We can depend on him. He's faithful. No, he's not our Santa Claus. No, he's not a money tree that we go out and just shake it and we have that formula to grow that tree and no accountability to shake and get whatever we want. No, no, no. No, no, no. We're in a new kingdom, and that kingdom, the king loves his children. He loves us, and he cares, and he protects, and he provides, hallelujah, for his own, hallelujah. And I was just thinking this morning, trying to get my thoughts together and wondering what God wanted me to expound on, or just what he wanted me to do this morning. And you know, what came to me, well, one thing, we don't realize how much we're loved. And two, what it means to really stand out in faith and trust God. And I was reading and listening to scriptures, and I was listening at Joshua, that God had done, and he had fear and he had some doubts. Look at Isaac, after all that God had showed him and told him, he had fears and he had doubts. After God called Moses and he was standing there and God was telling him what his assignment was, he had fears and he had doubts. And God just worked past all of that. The next thing is that when we learn total, I think it's all maturity. That's what it is. When we mature up, when we, and we shouldn't knock anyone, we shouldn't criticize someone because they're not where we are or where we think an individual should be. No, we can encourage the maturity. The word of God will do it. The word of God will do it. Because there are areas in our lives, as old as some of us are, we have not reached perfection in that area. Amen. Not all. We just have not met it there. So we have to look at ourselves. No, I'm not saying that we should just let people lag around and sin, or we shouldn't encourage maturity. But as it came to me, when you press against or put your hand on a bottle or anything, you can tell just about how full it is. Uh-huh. Uh-huh. So when someone press against you, they should be able to see how full you are with the anointing of God. Mm-hmm. When they are around you, they should be able to sense it without you saying anything. I've shared this before. I met a young lady, nice, moderately dressed. Her nails were polished, well-groomed, not out, moderate, the way you should be, the way the scripture tells us to be. But she came equipped. Everyone just about where we were taking a semester course. So we were at one of the colleges and we had to stay over the weekend. And she came prepared not only to learn, but to share the gospel. Yes, she did. The teaching. Oh, yes, she did. Oh, yes. And she had her audience. Mm-hmm. And everyone, it was, you could see the Holy Ghost on her. People say, oh, it's something about her. What is it? I mean, she don't have on no lavish $150,000 suit on. No, that's not it. Her makeup is modest. Her nail polish is modest. What is it? She had prayed and she had asked God to allow people to see him and her and draw so that she could share the gospel. Uh-huh. She didn't open her mouth. They just started coming around her, literally drawing people to her. And she was equipped. She was prepared to do the job. Oh, yes, she was. And she wasn't distractive, nor was she disrespectful. Oh, I didn't come here for that. I came to do that. No, she knew that she was there for two things. And she was prepared. Uh-huh. And there were people who left that college that weekend. They had met their Savior. Oh, yes. God is good. He wants us to be anxious. Not over anxious, no. He wants us to be committed. That's the word. To spreading the gospel. And we have to prepare ourselves. Know where we're going. Matured enough to understand what the atmosphere is and the availability. She had people there for the entire weekend. No television. Very few people didn't even think about bringing a radio, telephone, none of that. Uh-uh. And they were all locked in. That's right. God is good. God is so good. Can we just say God is good? If we have a job to do, and this is what I want to say, God knows what he had planned for you for me, for us, before the foundation of the world. The God we know would not have sent us on this earth unequipped. Just saying. Think about it. He would not send us here unequipped, unprepared. Yes, we have to learn. But what we need, He has provided it for us. And the ability to learn what we need to learn, to expand it so that we could accomplish it. Fear not, doubt not. Our God is with us. He cares and He loves us. Yes, He does. And when we begin to walk in that place, oh my God, walk in that place that God has set for you to accomplish a task, a goal for Him. The anointing is there to do it. Mm-hmm. Regardless, it may not be easy. It may not just overflow overnight. Mm-mm. But God knows His plan and His timing. I'll say this and then I'll go on. A lot of times we want to hurry God. And I understand young couples really, I'll use them for example, really want to have a baby. And you know how family members can be, oh, y'all not pregnant yet? When you going to have a baby? When you and they're wanting and it's not happening. Think about this. God knows the timing that He has set for every individual to enter into this earth. You may be the right mama. You may be the right daddy. I said, you could be, you are, however we want to put it. But the timing for that individual to come into the earth, it may be that it's not yet. So we have to learn to wait on the Lord and be of good courage and see. We pray and ask God to bring about, but it'll be in His timing because He knows the reason and the purpose for that individual to be on this earth. So we have to make sure that the couple is prepared for the purpose. And we say that children don't come with instructions. God tells us how to raise our children. Oh, yes, He does. Oh, yes, He does. Oh, yes, He does. Bring up a child in the way that he should go. Mm-hmm. He tells you to teach, set them down and teach them of His ways and His statutes and His principles and who He is so that generation will not sin against Him. Oh, my God. Mm. Oh, yes. He teaches us. He tells us what He expects. So I don't think we should use that. You didn't come with instructions. It came with instructions. Godly instructions. Uh-huh. So we have to repent for that one. Isn't God good? Glory to God. Glory to God. Glory to God. He's good. He's great. He's awesome. Yes, He is. Yes, He is without a shadow of a doubt. Our God is God. Oh, my God. Absolute God all by Himself. Mm. Hallelujah. Think about it. He's God all by Himself. And besides Him, there is none other. He said, I know not of any. Glory, hallelujah. Bless the Lord. Oh, we thank Him. I mean, we know that there are those who are suffering. There are those who are mourning. We know that. But in the midst of whatever's going on, our God loves us. He cares. He's with us. He is. He promised never to leave us. Yea, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil. We will fear no evil because God is with us. We have to stay focused in on that. And that's just a reminder and encouraging word or verse there to remind us it doesn't matter what we're going through. We could be so happy that we were bust, and I often say that. But don't get so happy that you forget your God.
Amen.
Don't get so happy that you become negligent.
Amen.
Or you could be so far at the bottom that it look like there is no such thing as getting up, waking up. People have deserted you. People who you thought were your friends turned their nose up at you, laughed at you, mocked you, but you love them and you go on in Jesus' name. Amen. You may be down or don't even have a penny to your name. God is with you, and He opened doors, and we thank Him for doing it. And then you can give Him, you shout, but you can shout right now, because God is good, and He is our provider. Yes,
Amen.
He is. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. We thank the Lord. We thank the Lord. We like to give a shout out to Elder Cottle this morning in New York. He has revival on the phone because he couldn't get to his church. So now they're having revival, and we thank him for the opportunity that he opened the door that we could bring the word. And I mean, they're not the people who say, well, you got 10 minutes, 2 minutes, 3 minutes. I'm talking about they love the Lord. And they put no barriers or limits on the Lord. They're people of order, beautiful bishops, and even their bishops come on with them, so they have no respect of person. Their professors, they all come together. No high, no low, just people of God. Isn't that something? That's
God.
A blessing. So it was a blessing, and I call him my pusher because he's just been pushing me to go forth with understanding of what I've been going through or have been through. But nevertheless, he's just encouraged and pushed me to go forth and stay on course. And I just like to give a shout out to him and all those in New York, as well as our friend in upstate New York, Pastor Hawkins. Hallelujah. We give a shout out to Pastor Hawkins, who has been very good and helpful and kind and encouraging. A mighty man of God. Mother's pastor, her second pastor, amen, in New York. And we thank God for him, and we continue to pray for him and his church family. Amen, amen, amen. So now let's get on with reading the reassurance as to who we are praying to. Yes, Lord, hallelujah. I tell you, I am just so happy to be on this morning. So many things occur, and you just go like, oh Lord, how could that happen? How could this happen? but you have to have a nevertheless. Just keep on pushing. Just keep on pushing. Just keep on pushing. Hallelujah. Just keep on pushing. Good morning, Elder. I don't know if I said good morning to you. God bless you. Good to see you. Thank you for coming on. Hallelujah. Just keep on pushing. That's the thing. Because we know our God.
Yes, we know our God.
We know in whom we trust. We know who we're praying to, but we're just reading some of the scriptures that just reinforce what we know to be true. In the beginning, Genesis 1, in the beginning, God created the heaven and the earth. And the earth was without form and void, and darkness was upon the face of the deep. And the Spirit of God moved upon the face of the waters. 3. And God said, let there be light. And there was light. And God saw the light, that it was good. And God divided the light from the darkness. That's so sweet, so wonderful. And God called the light day, and the darkness he called night. And the evening and morning were the first day. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. What a joy. What a joy. Can you just imagine? God, can you imagine? Hallelujah. Can you just see it with your mind's eye? Woo! When God decided that what he was going to do, and he did it. He started it. And it was just coming together. Oh, my God. Uh-oh. Ooh, hallelujah. Mm. Hallelujah. And the angels first sung praises to our God. Hey, praises to our God. Ooh, glory. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. And God said, 126. And God said, let us make man in our image, after our likeness, and let them have dominion over the fish of the sea, over the fowl of the air, over the cattle, and over all the earth, and over every creeping thing that creepeth upon the earth. So God created man in his own image. In the image of God created he him. Male and female created he them. Hallelujah. And God blessed them. And God said unto them, be fruitful and multiply, replenish the earth and subdue it, and have dominion over the fish of the sea, over the fowl of the air, and over every living thing that moveth upon the earth. Mm-hmm. Can you imagine a picture that day? The crown jewel of his creation. Man. Ooh, my heart just kind of gets sad when I think. Not that we have to be sad for God, but for mankind, that we were so easily fooled and deceived. And we don't have to look at Adam and Eve. We can look at ourselves, how it's easier to disobey God and follow after man, opposed to staying steadfast, unmovable in God. You are his crown jewel. Ooh, God. Almighty God. Ooh. And you think he doesn't love us? We fall into that. Just ask God to move that. His crown jewel. Made in his image and in his likeness. He gave us dominion. And Jesus came and told us greater works.
Greater works.
Greater works. Hallelujah. Isn't God just good? We don't understand. And in life, our heart aches. We're sad. We're hurt. But nevertheless, we got a God on our side. The only true and living God. Hallelujah. That man could not form with his hand. A man could not decide what he'll look like or what he'll do. He decide what man would look like and what man would accomplish. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Our faith, Father, looks up to you, oh God. Oh God. Our help. Our help. Yes, you are. Hallelujah. Mother, you feel like leading us into prayer this morning. Hallelujah.
Yes, ma'am.
Glory.
Let me do it.
Yes.
God, in the name of Jesus.
Yes.
For rising this morning. Thank you for your mercy,
Lord,
this morning.
Yes, Lord.
In the name of Jesus, we honor
yes,
your
Lord.
Holy Spirit this morning, Lord. Thank you how you encourage us, how you comfort us. And Father God, most of all, how you hold us in your hand and you keep us in the Holy
Spirit.
Father, lead us to victorious, Lord. Lead us
yes.
to the end, Lord. Oh,
yes,
Father
Lord.
God, our Christ and our Savior, thank you for salvation this morning, Lord.
Yes, Lord.
You
thank
are
you.
Oh,
yes,
God,
Lord.
We praise your name this morning, Lord. Thank you for the beautiful day we've never seen before.
Yes,
Lord.
Lord,
we order our steps and guide our mind and direction
yes,
today, Lord. Let your angel
yes,
be
Lord.
About it all time, Lord.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank you for the women of God that's called to pray,
Ooh.
Lord.
Yes,
God,
Lord.
We thank you for the women of God, Lord. We
yes,
thank you
Lord.
For the nation, Lord. Thank
yes,
you for
Lord.
All your elders and your prophets, Lord. God,
yes,
thank
Lord.
You, God, Lord. Bless everyone, Lord. And, Lord,
yes,
you
Lord.
Be the Lord, Lord. You're the author and the finisher of our faith. We
yes,
just honor you this morning, Lord.
Cool.
Father, in the name of Jesus, thank you for your word, Lord.
Yes,
word, Lord. Father God, in the name of Jesus, help us
yes.
to walk daily in your word. Oh, Father
yes,
God, in the name of Jesus, bless all the houses of God. Lord, encourage
yes.
the shepherds. Encourage
yes,
the people, my Lord.
Yes,
help
Lord.
Them to live and live. Increase
yes,
our
Lord.
Faith,
my
Lord. Oh, God.
Oh,
God.
Lord God.
Hallelujah, Jesus.
Hallelujah.
Lord. Oh, Father
thank
God, in we trust and we believe your word, Lord. We
yes,
thank
Lord.
You. This thing out of heaven. Thank you. Ooh,
yes,
glory.
Lord. Glory.
God,
hallelujah.
Thank you, Lord, that we are
thank
among
you,
the
Lord. Yes,
oh,
Lord.
Father, we read this morning in our families and in our surroundings. Bless
yes,
the
Lord.
Children, bless the hospitals and the prison, Lord. Let
yes,
the Raymond
Lord.
Word hear it all over, Lord. Oh, God, you say to the four corners of the nation, hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Oh, God,
thank you,
Lord. A blessing
thank
this morning.
Lord,
yes,
Lord,
give your sister Leah a able word today, Lord. Thank you for encouraging this morning. And, God, thank you for her faithfulness, Lord. Oh, God,
thank
keep us by your power, head and end from the hands of the enemy, Lord.
Thank
and, Lord,
you.
We thank you for taking us through and where you're going to take us. And we just praise
you,
your holy name.
Oh,
Lord.
My God.
We ask you to be with us. We usher your Holy Spirit. You're welcome. Hallelujah. Oh, glory.
Glory. Hallelujah. Thank you,
Lord.
Hallelujah.
Thank you,
Lord. Thank
and
you,
Lord.
Lord.
Bless and let us receive and give us spiritual ears. We might hear what the Spirit say to the church, Lord.
Yes,
Lord, bless
Lord. Woo.
Bless us all to mend our ways and our doing, Lord. And Lord, forgive our shortcoming. Oh, God, I know you will. Oh, God, thank you, God.
Hallelujah.
Thank you.
Thank
you. Has done it all. Hallelujah.
Mm.
We just this morning. Bless us this day. and we'll be ever careful to give your name the praise. Amen, amen. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord God. Praise your name, Almighty God. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Oh, God, hallelujah. We thank you for the prayer that has gone forth, Almighty God. And we glorify you, we magnify you, we exalt you, Almighty God. Hallelujah. For besides you, there is none other. Hallelujah. Great and mighty and awesome is our God. You are the only true and living God. Hallelujah. You are majesty on high. You are the sovereign God. Hallelujah. From generation to generation. Oh God, your kindness. Hallelujah. And your love. Hallelujah for your people, Almighty God. Oh Lord God. Hallelujah. Bless your name, Almighty God. Thank you. Thank you how we're calling out to you, God. At this summer's moment, at this summer's time that you have called for us. To come, into your presence, God. And we thank you. We're so humble, and we don't take it for granted, God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Father. Holy Ghost, have your way speak to us and through us. Woo! Glory. Glory. Hallelujah. Touch each one at their point of need, Almighty God. Touch each one, God, in the manner that each one of us can hear you clearly. Thank you for revelation knowledge. Thank you for clarity. Almighty God, hallelujah, oh glory, we, oh your temple, Almighty God, oh God, we give you glory and we bless your name. Ah, we thank you for how you love us. Oh, individually and corporately. Oh, how you place your loving arms around us, Almighty God. How you speak to each one of us, Almighty God. Thank you. With clarity, but it's truth. Oh, God, we give you glory. We thank you for how you build us up on every side. Almighty God, we thank you for your strength, Father God. We thank you for your encouragement. We thank you for your mercy and your grace. We thank you for speaking to us and for us. Almighty God, we thank you for encouraging us to stand tall and take our rightful place of authority in the earth. Shamba Rema, we thank you for removing fear and doubt, great God, in the name of Yeshua. Rema Shako, bless your name, Almighty God. Bless your wonderful name, Holy God. Thank you for strengthening your people. Thank you for encouraging your people. Thank you that the children are walking in the circle of your blessings. Thank you that your children are taught, Almighty God. Thank you for your army, which is strong. Thank you for the boldness of the watchmen on the wall, Almighty God. Oh God, sending out what they see. Sheba, watchmen on the wall. What do you see? Oh God. Oh God,
surround us with iron, and let us be iron that we can strike against one another. Oh, let the sound of faith be heard. Bless your name. Oh, God, anoint our mouth. Fill it with words, Almighty God. In the name of Jesus, glory, hallelujah, bless your wonderful name, holy God, open our eyes that we may see, glory, thank you, Master, for you are our healer, for you said in your word, I am the God that healeth thee. We thank you that we can step on it, stand on it, hallelujah, and thank you and glorify you for the manifestation. Thank you for calming our spirits, settling our souls, Almighty God, oh God, Almighty. Stretch out your hands, great God, over these United States. Oh God, have mercy, God. Oh God, hear our cry for forgiveness. Almighty God, our brothers and sisters in Canada, in the United Kingdom, for the earth belongs to you, and they that dwell therein, Oh God, let your name be heard throughout all the earth. Let your name be worshipped all through the earth. Great God Almighty. Oh God, diffuse. Almighty God, we thank you for giving us a hunger to be about your business, a hunger for your word. Yeah, Lord. Hallelujah. Oh God, have your way. We honor your presence, and we are grateful for it. Those that are going to work, going out, God, we pray that you breathe over them the atmosphere. Hallelujah. Oh God, protect, shield, and defend. Oh God, how we need you in places that expelled you. They think, show yourself strong and mighty, for the earth belongs to you. You're the giver and the receiver of life. We thank you, God. So we ask that you rain down on us. Hallelujah. Rain down. Oh God, before we go any further, Father God, we ask that you forgive us from sin, oh God, that we've committed in word, thought, or deed, and against thee only. We come, and Daniel, repenting for the sins of our father, Shamba, and not only our father, those that we have contributed to, Rema. Great God Almighty, we thank you for the cleansing. We thank you for the purifying. Roma Sadada. Hallelujah. Rema, we thank you for the standing and sending angels at the four corners of these United States, above and beneath. Remember the young men and women in the armed forces. We thank you for them, but we honor you for the help that you send us from the sanctuary. Hallelujah. But we ask that you cover the young men and women. We come asking in the name of Jesus, Yeshua, the Son of the living God, on your word. You said if we ask anything in your name, to the Father, he will do it. Oh God, so we come in the name above every name, our Redeemer, our High Priest, the love of our soul, our intercessor. Hallelujah, Yeshua, Jesus, the Son of the living God, hallelujah, and we thank you that it's done. Great God, we thank you for how you healed. We thank you for how you set free. We thank you for how you provide. We thank you, oh God, for being our Lord, our Master, our God, our Father, and our King. We thank you, what a friend we have in Jesus. Hey! All our sins and grief to bear. What a privilege it is to carry everything to God in prayer. Hallelujah. Your name is holy, and we thank you. We glorify you. Remember, Mother, as you walk through this journey, we thank you for taking care of her. We thank you for how you provide for her, heal her body, still a soul and a spirit.
Yes,
open doors of opportunity to speak, to encourage others in you. Hallelujah. Working in the kingdom and not getting tired. God, we thank you. We bless your name. We wholly lean on you and depend on you. Great God Almighty, mighty God, mighty is our God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Oh, glory. The Lord bless thee and keep thee. The Lord make his face to shine upon thee.
Yes, Lord.
The Lord be gracious unto thee. The Lord lift up his countenance upon thee and give thee shalom. Nothing missing, nothing broken, complete and whole. Now unto him that is able to keep you from falling and to present you faultless before the presence of his glory with exceedingly joy, to the only wise God, our Savior, be glory and majesty, dominion and power both now
and forever. Go in love, go in joy. God loves you. Amen. Thank you, Father. God bless.
God bless.